Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Ches in Meseches Erevin. This is the 256th daf in Shas. I make fun of myself a little. Today we actually start on daf Lamed Ches, two lines from the top. Usually we're always a little bit behind on Amid Beis. Today we finally made it to starting on the daf itself, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. I've never used the Gemara on the YU Torah page, but I feel bad for all the listeners. The first few lines are never on the screen. Anyhow, I guess that's a reason to have your own Gemara. Let's begin, Be'ezer Hashem, discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah will be dealing with the halacha of putting an Eruv, as we've discussed in the past, in different directions. In other words, leaving the possibility open that you might travel in different directions. Particularly, our Mishnah will introduce a new wrinkle in which it will discuss 2 days. Up until now, we've been discussing an Erev on one day. You weren't sure of Shabbos. You weren't sure which way you wanted to go. Our mission will talk about Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, which will get us involved with the concept of 2 days of Yom Tov, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, that the Gemara will discuss on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, whether we look at it as one combined Kedusha or two distinct Kedushas. The Gemara continues discussing that on the top of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses what happens if you have an egg that is born on Shabbos and the next day follows with Yom Tov, a sugya in Beitza as well. And then the Gemara concludes the daf discussing more halachos of Erevin in that context when you have a Yom Tov Sheni, or a Yom Tov with a Shabbos. Let's begin at our Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, 3 lines on the top. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. If you have Yom Tov that is adjoined to Shabbos, for example, if you have Yom Tov, which is then followed by Shabbos, Yom Tov on Friday followed by Shabbos, Bein Milefaneha Ubein Milachareha, says the Mishnah, really doesn't make a difference whether Yom Tov is before or after. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, you can make 2 Eruvin. Va'omer, and you could say the following, Eruvi Barishon Lemizrach. On the first day, I want my Eruv to be in the east, Ubesheni Lemarif. And on the second day, it's going to be in the west. Or, you could also say, Barishon Lemarif, Ubesheni Lemizrach, the first in the west, and the second in the east. He could also say, Eruvi Barishon, I want to have an Eruv on the first day, Ubesheni Kebnei Iri. And on the second day, I want to be like the people in my city. Now, what does that mean, to be like the people in my city? If you put an Erev to, let's say, to the east, then you can no longer walk to the west of the city. If you don't have an Erev up, then, and you were in Kona Shvisa in the east, then you have 2,000 amos in all direction of the city. Eruvi b'sheni uberishon kibnei iri. I want my Erev to be on the second day. And on the first day, I want to be like the people of the city. The Chachamim disagree. Either you choose one side for both days, or you're not ma'ariv at all. Or either you make an erev that will apply both days, or don't make an erev at all. The Gemara will explain that the shita of the Chachamim is that you cannot differentiate between the Erev on one day versus another day because of the concept of Kedusha Achas, that both days are connected. Hence, the Chachamim say, either you do it in one direction or you don't do it at all. Either the Erev works for both days as one or it doesn't as work at all. What if a person wants to make an Erev for 2 days? They have to follow the following prescription that we're going to flesh out even more in the Gemara. Ketzed yaseh, what should he do? Molicho berishon. He needs to take the Erev on the Erev of the first day, before the first day, and be machshich on it, and be with it during that night, at sundown, and at when the stars come out. Vinotlo, and then he's allowed to take it home, and then he'll be able to go in that direction. Ubalo. B'sheini machshech alav v'ochlo. And he does the same thing on the second night if he wants to be in that tchum. V'ochlo, and then he eats it ubalo. V'nimtze, and what will emerge, Mistaker Bali Chaso Umistaker Beiruva. He'll gain by walking there, and he'll gain by having the Eruv by eating it on the second day. Nechol Berishon, if he eats the Eruv on the first day, Riva Lirushan Ve'ein Eruvo Lesheni. This stands, of course, in contradistinction to what we seem to have seen from Rabbi Eliezer, who said that you could be Konep Shvisa for both days. However, according to Chacham, if it's eaten on the first, then you can't have it on the second. Amar Lahem Reb Eliezer Moidim Atem Li Shein Shtei Kedushas. Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, at the end of the day, at least if you're going to take your position, you should be moda that there are two Kedushas. In other words, each day is distinct from each other. And Rashi explains two lines before the Gemara. The question of Rabbi Eliezer is, V'kivan d'shtei Kedushas hein, Yochal Arev Nami L'shtei Ruchas. Then you should be able to make an Erev on the Erev of each day in different directions. And I don't understand why, according to you, the Chachamim, who are worried that they're two separate days, you can't make an Erev in two different directions. The Gemara immediately begins with analysis of the expression of the Rabbanan. We said that the Rabbanan said, O ma'ariv l'ruach achas, o ma'enim ariv kol ikar, o ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, o enim ariv kol ikar. That you have to choose, either you're being, making an Erev in one direction for both days, or you're making no Erev at all, or you're making an Erev for both days, or you're not at all. Asks the Gemara, the Ruach Achas, when you say in one direction, my Nihu, for how many days is it going to be? L'shnei Yamim. And when you say L'shnei Yamim, my Nihu, the Ruach Achas. So why do we need the double expression of the Rabbanan, O Ma'ariv the Ruach Achas, Oein Ma'ariv Kolikar, and then O Ma'ariv L'shnei Yamim. Once we said Ma'ariv the Ruach Achas, we're talking about L'shnei Yamim. Hainu Kamaisa, that's already the first case. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Karmele Rabbanan the Rabbi Eliezer. No, the Rabbanan was saying the following to Rabbi Eliezer. Hachi kamer le rabbanon the Rabbi Eliezer. This is what the rabbanon said to Rabbi Eliezer. Yata moide she'ei ma'arvin liyoyim echad, that you can't make an eruv echad on one day, chetzel itself and v'chetzel adar, and half of it up north and half of it down south. Every day could have only one eruv. Would you not be moda to us that? Say the rabbanon to Rabbi Eliezer. Amalehen, Rabbi Eliezer responded, avol. Avol, we've pointed out in this Masechta a few times, means emes. It's true. So then the Chacham continue. Kishem shei ma'arvin liyom echa, chetzel adar v'chetzel etzafan, kachei ma'arvin l'shnei yomim, yom echa l'mizrach v'yom echa l'mayriv. So too, would apply to 2 days. Why? Because the 2 days are joined together with one Kedusha. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to say? Hasam Kedusha achas. If it's one day, it's one Kedusha. Hachak shtei Kedushas. Here we view it as two different Kedushas. Amarlein Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rabbi Eliezer goes on the offensive. If you're assuming it's one Kedusha, then there are certain cases where you should be lenient. Yatim modim. You certainly agree to us, Shim Irev Beraglov Biyom Rishon, that if you went out on Erev Yom Tov and you were outside of the city, let's say in the east, before the first day, and you want to go there the second day, then you have to be there also during Bein Hashmashos from the first day to the second day. Ma'arev Beraglov Biyom Sheini, and otherwise you can't go there. So, if you held that it was a pure one Kedusha, then as long as you were there Erev Yom Tov, it should work for 2 days. Similarly, Nechal Eruve Biyom Rishon, if the Erev is eaten on the first day and destroyed, Ein Yotzen Lav Biyom Sheini, you wouldn't be able to go to the second day. Amrulo, the Chacham said to him, Avol, it is true, you are right. Say, Rabbi Eliezer, we got you. Halaya, Shtei Kedusha Zayn. You yourself agree that there are two Kedushas. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, it has a leniency and a stringency. The stringency is, as you yourself agreed, that you're not Kone Shvisa for the entire 2 day Yom Tov based on what you did Erev the first day. And the leniency is, as we had argued above, that you could make an Erev in one direction for 1 day, and another direction for another day. Yet the Rabbanan have a double chumrah. They're machmer in both cases.
Explain the Gemara. Rabban Sfuki Misaf Guluhu. The Rabban had a suffix whether it's two Kedushas. Vahacha Lechumra. And therefore they go Lechumra on the first case in regards to that you can't make an Erev in two different directions for 2 different days. Vahacha Lechumra. And they're also Machmir if for whatever reason the Erev disappears after the first day, you cannot use it for the second day. Amru lo the Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham said to Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, Tamayda, do you not agree, She'ema Arvin Betchila Miyomtov L'Shabbos, that you cannot make an Erev from Yomtov to Shabbos? That we view it as one Kedusha if you didn't make a Erev on Erev Yomtov, that you can't make an Erev on Erev Shabbos on the Yomtov day itself. Amr lehen, Avo, the Rabbi Eliezer said, you're right. Say the Chacham, Halaya Kedusha Achasi. We see here that you're assuming that Yom Tov and Shabbos is one Kedusha. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not because of one Kedusha. I hold Shtei Kedushas. Hasa Mishum Hachana. There it's Aser because you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Take a look at Tosas Dibar Maschel Mishum Hachana, where Tosas explains that this is an Iser Da'oraisa of Hachana. It's Aser to do Minatora. As the Gemara in Beitza elaborates from the Pasuk of Eichinu Eis Asher Yaviu, that you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tosis then goes on and says that it's not simply Erev Tavshilin that makes us able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but also because of the possibility that guests might come to eat. Otherwise, Erev Tavshilin is only a rabbinic innovation and should not be able to work from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The Gemara continues 3 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabban, Irei Biraglov Biyom Rishon, Ma'arev Biraglov Biyom Sheni. We learned in the Tosefta that even if you set out for the Bein HaShemashos of the first day, if you want to use that Tchum for the second day, you got to set out and be there by the opening part of the second day as well. Nechalei ruah biyom rishon, if the erev was written eaten on the first day, and yetzin alav biyom sheni, cannot be used for the second day. Divrei Rebbe, this is the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Hareze chamar gomol. This is an expression that we've already had in the Mishnah previously. A chamar, the one who leads a donkey normally goes in behind the donkey, while someone who leads the camel does it in front. A person cannot do both at once. He can't be both in front and behind the animal at once. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, we're both in front and behind at once. Explains Rashi, Dilma Chada Kedushi, there's a suffix over here. Maybe there's one Kedusha, V'kana Eruv L'shnei Yamin. And therefore you have your Eruv for 2 days. V'hivsid alpayim shekineged Eruvo. V'kan lo kana klum el alpayim shayilo below Eruv. And therefore he could only go in that direction. V'dilba shtei kedushas hein. And maybe it's 2 kedushas. V'lo kana Eruvo el yom echad. V'dino lios b'sheni kibnei Yiro. And on the second day, if it's 2 kedushas, he's only like the people in the city, because he only made 1 Erev, and which goes on the first day. Ve'en lo kan el alpayim, and all he has is 2,000 amos. So therefore, he could only go 2,000 amos in the direction of the Erev. That's what will come out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka disagree. Omrim, they hold, as Rashi explains in Dibar Maschil, Eima Arev, that there's certainly 1 Kedusha. Therefore, Erev Baragla Berishon, if you made an Erev on the first day, Eima Arev Baragla Beshen, you could go there for the second day, even if you weren't in the place of the Erev on the Bein Hashmashos of the second day. Nechal Rabbi Yom Rishon Yotze Lov Bisheni. So they hold Kedusha Achas. Amar Rav, Halacha Kedalid Zakenim Halalu. Va'aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, de Amar Shtei Kedushas Hein. The Halacha is like these 4 Zakenim who follow Rebbe Eliezer, who hold that these 2 days of Yom Tov have 2 Kedushas. Ve'eluein Dalad Zakenim, and these are the 4 Zakenim. Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. In a moment, the Gemara is going to ask, but didn't we learn the exact opposite? just a moment ago from Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan Broka. I got stuck on that. So I help my dear friends and Talmidim out. The Gemara will ask. Rosa, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sittim Tov. All of them, all that's two Kedushas, and therefore the Erev that's done the first is not going to work for the second. And a Nafgamino also would be, as we saw in the Gemara, if the Erev is eaten, it won't work for the second. Vika de Amri Chamina Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Elazar, Mafik Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Simtum Toh. Some say you put Rabbi Elazar in and not Rabbi Yossi. Asks the Gemara, 8 lines at the top, Lam Chesam and Beis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Ibcha Shamina Lu. Didn't we learn that they said the exact opposite? That the Allah is that's one Kedusha. Whatever you do before the first will work also for the second. Says the Gemara, Ibcha, switch it around. That they hold that there are two Kedushas for 2 days. Ask the Gemara, Yehachi Hainu Rebbe, isn't that the exact same Shita of Rebbe? We already saw that Rebbe held that shame, that's two Kedushas. Eima v'chein, Amar Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, you're right, it's really v'chein. V'lechshov nami Rebbe, but why don't we count Rebbe as well? Gemara answers, Rebbe Tani La V'lo Savar La. Rebbe mentioned it, but he didn't hold that way. Rabbanon Nami Tani Lahu V'lo Savar La. Maybe the above Rabbanon also learned it, but didn't hold this way. Rav Gemara Gamir La. Rav, the Gemara says, was assured that these Rabbanim were not Chozer. He had a Masora. Gemara, he had a Masora. Gemara equals Masora. And he had a tradition that these Rabbanim were not Chozer. Kinach nafshe de Rav Huna ayel Rav Chizda lemir me de Rav adirav. When Rav Huna died, Rav Chizda went up and began to ask questions about a stira in the shita of Rav. Kinach nafshe de Rav Huna ayel Rav Chizda lemir me de Rav adirav. Mi amar Rav halacha kedalad zekenim va'aliba de Rabbi Lezer. How do you know that he passed in at shtei kedush? Shtei Kedushos, the Amar Shtei Kedushos saying, Va'itmar, but didn't we learn Shabbos V'yomtiv? What happens if you have an egg that was laid on Shabbos? Now, if we would say that the halacha is that we view them as two different days, so it will be Muktza only on Shabbos, but okay on Yom Tov. Va'itmar Shabbos V'yomtiv, Rav said the exact opposite. Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, question mark. No, there's a different issue of Hachana, as we mentioned on the bottom of Amar Alf. Here, though, the Gemara gives us the source, as we mentioned then. The Sanya, we learned the Brais Valiyah by Yom HaShishi V'chinu. Chol Mechin L'Shavz, Chol Mechin L'Yomtif. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to prepare on Friday and to take a double set of man on Friday for Shabbos. On Friday, you're supposed to prepare for Shabbos, and on Erev Yom, you're supposed to prepare for Yom Tov. You can't use Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov or Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. So that's the reason why he was machmir on the Beitza, Shenolda B'Yom Tov, on the next day of Shabbos. But what about another Mishnah? But what about the problem when we spoke about bringing, if you hold Shtei Kedushos, you could bring yourself on the end of the first day to create a Tchum for the second day, but you're being Mechin. Who says that you're Kona the Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Tchilas Ayom Kona. Kona only, let's say the case of Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, you're only Kona the Erev on the second day on Shabbos at night. Tchilas Hayom Kona, Erev is Shabbos, Mechin La'atzon, you're preparing on Shabbos for Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to stop the daf over here. Yeshiva has a custom on the day of the independence of Medinas Yisrael to travel to the southern border to Sderot to show support for those who are really Moser Nefesh, for us to be able to live in Arzenu HaKdosha. My ride is leaving soon, so I have to stop a little bit earlier than usual. We will pick up Be'ezer Hashem for tomorrow's daf for Lamites on Ela Me'ata, which is a new question. And Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the Pshat in Gemara Rashi on Daf Lamites. I hope very late tonight, after returning from Sderot, to post the halacha from today's daily daf.